You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King, which I think I'm going to start watching. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. I'm telling you, these reads and the Sly commercials that are airing on our station, I think I'm going to give it a shot. I like Sly.
I'm a big fan of Sly.
Okay.
Love him.
Yeah, do it.
I think I'm going to try
Tulsa King. Your kind of show, for sure, Andy.
I loved him in Creed. He was excellent. Just, I don't know. Like, he's tough, but he's also sensitive, you know? He's got that nice...
Should have won the Oscar for that.
Kind of like Ted Johnson, the neck, who reads a novel.
I aspire to be like Sly.
Sylvester Stallone movie that I watched recently, kind of an older movie, but I'd never seen it, Copland. Awesome, awesome, awesome movie.
I gave you a chance and you blew it.
Yeah, it's a great, great flick.
Awesome movie.
Oh, great flick.
Oh, it's so good, Andy. So good.
What's the one where he turns his hat around while driving the truck
because
he's the armor?
Over the top.
Yeah, I like that one.
Hit me halfway.
I don't know that I've seen a Sly movie that I didn't like. I'm a sucker. Yeah. I like all the Rockies, even the ones people didn't like. Five with Tommy Gunn,
what about,
I liked.
I mean, the Rambo movies.
Yes, all
awesome.
Of them. All of them.
Oh, kidding me?
If you told me I had to just watch like a day, like I had surgery, and you're like, you can only pick one actor to just get you through a day.
Ooh, that's a great question.
I think I could do Sly Stallone.
Man.
I think I absolutely could do
go Denzel.
I could go Denzel. I could go
That's
Tom
a little
Hanks.
More highbrow,
I go,
though.
I like Tom Cruise. A lot of people don't.
Oh, I love Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, good one there. I like because Denzel's a little more serious, and I don't want to be serious from 6 a.m. to 10 at night. Yeah. I'm like hopped up. I just had a surgery. I just want to be relaxed and entertained.
I could maybe go Ryan Gosling has enough of everything in his career. I think maybe I could go with the Goss.
I love The Notebook.
Gosling. Yeah.
Give me McConaughey. That's who I'm taking.
Matthew McConaughey.
All right. Dan Ball.
Kind of stumbled into that.
I love that.
We stumbled into if I was going to kill a day. Whose movies could I put on in loop?
We got to flush that out a little bit more.
I'm with Sly. But anyway, it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one high and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Weird week in the NFL because with all the injuries and with Patrick Mahomes at 0-2 and not really doing Patrick Mahomes things, it opened up a door for Tom Brady to be the most notable quarterback in the NFL once again, even though he doesn't play in the NFL anymore. We led the show with this. First, we got to start with this little mini controversy about Tom Brady coming out of retirement, so to speak, to play apparently some flag football. But let's let Tom tell you about it.
It'll be the most incredible flag football showcase ever. It's really going to be a global competition like we've never seen before. And my real training starts now. And I can't wait to take the field next March. I'd now like to turn it over to His Excellency Turkey Alo Sheikh.
Nailed it.
Wow. Wow.
He stumbled and bumbled.
You guys, that was such a great opening, Stiz. I got to get in on this real quick. I'm
sorry. I'd now like to turn it over to His Excellency Turkey Alo Sheikh.
You got to admit, he stumbled in that word, but he got the guy's name right.
He did. And I wonder if he was so fixated on the name.
He forgot the word.
It's, Excellency.
But... Wow, there's a lot to talk about here. You guys, I think, were on point in your analysis to open the show. It just feels weird, guys. It does. It doesn't feel. I mean, just that the way he's talking there feels canned and cold, and nothing feels genuine or authentic about it, right?
No, he was reading that off a prompter.
Right,
it's
right.
What they
but
told
he's done
him
this
to
with
say.
All the all the
but
stuff.
This is how
all
he
the
is.
Crypto.
Does
like...
anything? Does he really believe in anything he's doing?
Money, yeah, no paychecks, endorsement fees,
green.
Money.
Green.
Ted, would you take the bag and go over to Saudi Arabia for some flag football?
You should.
Yes, right now I would, yes. Two kids in college.
So
right.
Damn right. So
no, that's not the same thing, though. That's
no,
not
no.
fair.
Okay,
Tom
right.
Brady has $500 million in the bank. He's buying mega yachts. He's got all these yeah. lines of income. He's making $37.5 million a year from Fox. Don't ask Ted if he would take it. He
yeah.
should take
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
yeah.
would all take it. We can all be bought because the price is much
Save
lower
that.
For us. The but, price is lower.
But the craziest thing I've learned being living in the Northeast as long as I have is there's a lot of wealthy people, and none of them are satisfied with the money they make. They want
Damn
more.
Right.
Is that a regional thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't. I think it's maybe. I'm around a lot of rich people, and I've noticed that.
Brag.
Yeah, wow.
Let me just say it this way. Flex I used to be around a lot of rich people. Let me put it that way.
You
I,
used to be
not,
rich.
Not, yeah, and then.
Well, come
he's
on.
He's sitting what? Right there. Show some class.
I covered the guy when he had it's what true. At the time was one of the biggest linebacker contracts.
Yep.
Was
yep.
it the biggest? I don't even know where, but it
was.
Had to have been among
it
the
was.
Top linebackers.
It was.
Okay.
It was.
Yeah, but you know you could have kept that as an inside thought, Andy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, I apologize.
You there you go.
Yeah.
Whoa. Mark it down.
It's not really a secret. My struggles, it filtered into finance too. So. I'm not mad at you, bud. But
okay, thank you.
But
sorry.
This is a fascinating kind of you and Andy. You kind of give people your thoughts on the Tom Brady. What you think is really going on? Because I tend to lean on your side, but people don't want to say what you are saying.
I think he has a hole in his life that he can't. He's not sure what fills it, how to fill it. It's a post football, and football took my family, so it's kind of post football and family void.
Yep.
That he doesn't know how to fill.
I think he's struggling with like who he is
yeah.
post-football. And you said it. Most people do that. I struggled with it. A lot of us struggle with it. And the longer you play, the harder it is to
That's
adapt.
A really good point. I hadn't thought of that. So, like, you played 10 years, and you just said you struggled with post-football. Mm-hmm. What if you had played another 15 years?
I can't imagine.
It would only be worse because you've been in that yeah. one world for when you add in college
and
high
a
school.
Completely
like,
different world.
Yeah.
You see the world through the prism of being a professional football player. When that is done, it is so different. And people that are in the game for longer have a harder time adjusting to life. If you want to continue your career, like if you just want to retire, fine. But if you want to still be working and be in the limelight, it's a harder adjustment.
Yeah, I almost wonder why he doesn't want to do that. And I get it, because he has certain desires and needs and egos and whatever. But just grow a beard, throw a hoodie and some shades on, and go watch
your
kid.
That's not what fulfills
him.
He's
got the one kid who's huge and athletic.
He's
like
taller
six,
than
6'6".
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
He's
really?
Oh, yeah.
The one with Bridget Monaghan.
Jack.
He's
taller
yeah,
than
Jack.
Tom.
He's
oh, sorry. You know the kids' names by heart there? 50, of course you would.
Yeah.
Jack. That's yeah, Jack. He's at this school and lives at... So,
it's
yeah, so
Jack or Ben. I had a 50-50 shot.
So Tom Brady,
I'm just mad, but why not? But why are we making a bigger deal of the fact that he's not doing this domestically still?
Yeah, I don't love that he is, and that's a lesser
issue
for me.
Because it wasn't offered to him domestically.
Right, and there's this free-flowing oil money or whatever it is in the Middle East isn't available, but he is undercutting. America is pushing flag football for girls and boys, the Olympics,
is
that whole
NFL?
Thing.
The
yes,
NFL?
The NFL is pushing
okay.
flag football because okay. you know my theory. I think in 70 years it's going to be flag football is the NFL, so we don't talk about Joe Burrow missing the rest of the season because he got tackled. But he is sort of undercutting the NFL in a little bit of way. But it's also Fanatics, which is in bed. They run the NFL pro shops of every website, so it's all just incestuous richness.
Well, that's what the Saudis, I mean. The Saudis want to undercut any of the American businesses. That's their whole point of they spend so much that you can't say no to them.
And they're buying into these teams with these wealth funds,
yeah.
small, you know, 5% shares, 10% shares, whatever it is. So it's just a weird world, and it just feels yucky.
Gross. It feels like
don't like it.
I love how much flag football is growing. And therefore, as one of the greatest living Americans, I can't wait to help start this new league in Riyadh.
I'd now like to turn it over to His Excellency Turki Alashik.
Have you noticed?
It's disingenuous is what it is. Sorry, that's the word I've been looking for.
Stiz,
it's disingenuous.
Who's a Belichick guy, has a hammer over Brady right now. And that's that audio clip of the perfect guy Tom Brady screwing up. Stiz has played that 20 times.
Yes, yes.
That is
now
a Belichick
like to turn
thing.
Turn it over to His Excellency Turki Alashik.
His loyalties to Belichick are why he has embarrassed Tom Brady ad nauseum on this show.
So, I'd take the Jordan Hudson scandal over the Saudi Arabia money scandal.
Why do we have to have either in a scandal? Couldn't they have, as Ted said, both of them could have just retired and had like quiet careers and gone off into the sunset, but no, we have all this. And all this for Tom Brady includes more than just flag football and Saudi Arabia. It includes him last night popping up in the coach's box of the Raiders game, suit and tie and headset. And we got to get to the bottom of that. So who's the best person to talk about that? Head coach of the Raiders, Pete Carroll.
Pete, there was a report that Tom Brady meets three times a week or so with Chip Kelly, goes over film with him. We saw him up in the booth on, with a headset on. I just was curious your thoughts on that level of participation with Tom Brady.
Yeah, That's not accurate. We have conversations. I talk to Tom. Chip talks to Tom regularly. I mean, we have a tremendous asset. And so, you know, and we all get along well and we respect each other. And so we just talk, you know, about life and football and whatever it comes. And he has great insight. So we're lucky to have him as an owner.
Yes, Dan Ball.
So is it not accurate, or do they talk multiple times a week?
I actually think Pete said it's not accurate. It's not 2 to 3 times a week. It's practically every day
right,
or something.
Right.
That's one of those loopholes.
We have a great resource that we totally don't talk to multiple times a week.
Right, yeah. Pete, don't answer if you're not going to tell the truth.
I'm surprised I didn't hear – I haven't heard anybody say that maybe Tom Brady influenced that Raiders win in week one against the Patriots. Like, nobody's making make a big deal out of that. Like, Tom Brady talks to Chip Kelly twice a week. I'm guessing he talked to Chip Kelly before they played the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. About Josh McDaniels
so
and his scheme
just
and all
so
that.
So, Patriots team. Fans, Tom Brady is a big reason why the Patriots lost in week
one. Yeah, they should be 2-0.
Yeah. It made him happy. Thanks for the statue, you guys. Now I hope you enjoy that week one defeat.
Yeah. So he beat the Patriots, and then he went out and lost because he didn't get to play the Patriots defense anymore.
You know what? It was just a weird look.
Like, awful.
You're in your suit, too, which is
okay, thank
another
you.
Weird thing.
So you cared about that, too.
I don't know why that threw me off.
Me, too.
Like, you're like, if you want to blend, like, blend in. If you
right.
Want to be, I don't know.
Just throw on a hoodie or whatever the coaches are wearing, a regular polo.
It threw me off.
I didn't like that. Now, he probably was doing some weird pregame meet and greet with other rich people
right.
And Saudis and world funds and all these things, and then he went up to the coach's booth to make them uncomfortable. Would you want Tom Brady sitting in the booth while you're trying to do your job coaching?
That would be tough. I would not want him, no.
I would just hand him the headset.
I love the statement that the NFL puts out because of all the backlash from this.
Yeah.
And they're basically saying that there's no policies or rules that say he can't be up there. Well, that's not the point, NFL.
Right.
It's we know you don't have rules for limit, you know, him doing that. It's just it's a bad look for you, NFL.
Right. And he should know. And you would have thought with all these conversations, maybe Pete Carroll would have said, wait, what? You're going to do what? You're going to sit in the coach's booth? You know the camera will find the coach's booth. You're Tom Brady. They're going to figure out Tom Brady's in the coach's booth, and this is going to be a major conversation.
No one's going to say that to the owner of the team. No coach is going to say that to the
somebody
owner of the
needs
team.
To say it because we got the owner of the team on the sideline in Indianapolis. We got the owner of the team in the coach's box in Vegas. These owners need to go where they belong, which is pretty much anywhere they want to go since they own
the
whole operation.
Yeah.
I will tell you who this annoyed. A former Bengals quarterback, Boomer Esiason, who always has strong opinions. He had pretty strong opinions about Tom Brady being in the coach's booth.
The fact that he's sitting in the Raiders coach's box with a headset on and talking to Pete Carroll, talking to Spytek, their general manager, talking to their offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly, is complete and utter because the NFL is the ultimate competitive place. And you're allowing a guy to sit there who's a part owner of a team, which is fine. And now he's involved in these game plans. And this week, I think he's got, who's the 425 game on Fox this week? I think it's the Eagles and Bears, maybe, or one of those, what are those 425?
Bears play the Cowboys.
Bears-Cowboys, yeah. That's probably who he has. Like, and now he's going to be meeting with these coaches and talking about players. That is utter BS, as far as I'm concerned.
We didn't bleep the BS that time. Jeez, getting potty language here on the radio.
I like Boomer. He just he tells it like he sees it, man.
Well, he was right, and the NFL went out and fixed it. According to Adam Schefter, put out the tweet earlier in the show, the NFL is now banning, again, Tom Brady from practices and production meetings for his Fox job, so he no longer will be available. Our own Brian Furzocco was upset about it because apparently Bears play the Cowboys, Tom Brady's doing that game, and then the Raiders play the Bears shortly thereafter, and he's like, wait a minute, Tom Brady's going to have inside info, and let's be honest, the Bears have enough trouble winning games as it is and not getting blown out, and now you're going to give the Raiders.
That game, man.
Yeah, that was ugly.
Well, just how they treat poor Ben Johnson.
Oh, it's the NFL, poor Ben
Johnson.
Think,
does anybody get mad at an offensive coordinator going and getting a head job? Like, nobody should be mad about that. But yet, the Lions players and coaches are all butthurt over Ben Johnson wanting to get a head coaching job for a division rival. That's crazy.
You got a lot of passion for that. You know Ben Johnson?
No, I just, I think it's, you.
Because he wasn't mad, was he?
If I got a call from Fox National and I went on and I'm doing shows with Nick Wright, are you going to be mad at me or are you going to be happy for me?
Happy.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. So the Lions should be happy for Ben Johnson.
Did you notice he had the network and the co-host already planned out?
I got it all planned out.
Are there certain emails you want to share with us there, Ted?
You know what? Nick likes to work with me.
He's got a escape strategy here.
You guys keep this up.
Wow. What about Jack Brady?
So I don't think I'd be doing a show with him. We talked to our guy Mark Schlereth early in the show. And, Ted, I brought this up. Mark Schlereth, obviously a lineman, so I figured he'd have sort of a trenches, hard-o view of what's going on with quarterbacks and injuries. And I thought his answer, though, about the quarterback situation in the NFL was interesting. Do you think we ever trend to a world where, like, the quarterback is not allowed to get hit?
Yeah, I hope not. Man, I hope not. And we've already trended that way, right? Can't hit him, you know. You can't hit him below the thighs. You can't hit him above the chest. You can't touch his helmet. You can't, like, it's unbelievable. And part of me just wonders if, one, the guys aren't calloused and they're not used to getting hit. They don't know how to get hit. They like there's part of me that wonders about that.
Okay, I didn't. That wasn't the answer I was thinking.
So he kept going. Yep. That was the part about they're not calloused. They need to get hit. I don't think they need to get hit. Because I asked you, I brought this up earlier, red jerseys, and I asked Ted Johnson, when did red jerseys for the quarterbacks become part of football? And you said for as long as you've
Long as
known.
I've ever played football.
So let's just go back. Bare minimum, red jerseys on quarterbacks go back to the 80s.
Early 80s,
maybe
least.
Earlier than that. You've always protected the quarterback. You've always known
in practice, yes.
In practice.
Yeah.
And you've always known he was important, special, different, whatever. Yep. What Schlereth did go on to say is maybe you need more hitting from the guys protecting the quarterback. All these linemen who now get a lot of there's no double sessions. B, they have mandatory days off, mandatory limits on pads, mandatory all these things. And if we're being honest, a offensive lineman out there in a non-padded practice, day off, right? I mean, you can go through your mind and who I'm supposed to block and what my footwork would be, but it's essentially a day off. And I think he's right. The answer to this isn't to protect the quarterbacks more. It's to, sadly, stop protecting the guys who protect the quarterback. Sorry, linemen, you need to show up and hit. You need to practice every day with pads on. You need to do your combo blocks.
But it makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you get the guys that are protecting the quarterback more meaningful work than they're getting so that they can be better at protecting the guy that we don't want to get hurt.
And I actually think this ties into what we said earlier, too, with missed tackles. If the guys in the box were all tackling and blocking, I think the level of quality football in those jobs would be higher earlier in the season and in the totality of the season, because I think they'd start at a higher level and end at a higher level. Yeah. What?
That's where I disagree with you a little bit.
Well, you got it. You got to tackle. How do you learn how to tackle?
I don't know if I had any live tackling in a practice ever. Maybe
ever?
Once.
Yes, you did.
Goal line.
Yeah, goal line.
Not an open field.
No. But I'm talking about goal line, some live reps.
Like goal line.
I
like
those.
And it wasn't a lot, and it was early in training camp.
It was always the first day of full pads. I loved it.
They don't make them like that anymore.
No, they don't.
But that's to ask linebackers to do live tackling in practices.
Nobody tackles anywhere. I talked to my son. He's like, I haven't tackled at all. Like, when we tackle, it's with bags and pads and those rolling rings and all those things.
Right.
Well, how are you supposed to get better at tackling if you're not doing any tackling? And I get there's a balance. You got to stay healthy, but that was an interesting answer from Mark Schlereth. And then finally, we talked to our guy Brian Hoyer. Quarterbacks are going down. Is Brian Hoyer ready to step up? Brian, how's your right arm feeling?
My arm's great. If I take one hit, I'd crumple like a paper bag.
I mean, starters are dropping like flies. Are you getting any phone calls?
Hey, Carson Wentz is still playing, man.
I'm too far gone. But it's interesting, you know, all these quarterbacks getting hurt. And Ted, you might remember this from your times playing here, but Bill used to say availability is sometimes greater than your ability, because it doesn't matter how good you are if you can't stay out on the field. And I think the one thing that Drake has going for him is he's a little bit bigger than those guys. So you always got to be conscious of that and make sure you protect yourself out there.
You think he was taking a shot at anyone there? Certain people in this building think he was taking a shot at someone.
No. Brian
Frazoco thinks he was talking about Joe Burrow, because Joe Burrow is banged up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know what, Brian? Now that he mentions it, my thought went to Burrow.
Yeah.
Because of all the Burrow / Andrew Luck talk, which is interesting.
Right. Which I also think goes down the road of maybe the Bengals shouldn't sign all the skill position players and maybe focus a little bit
on
the line.
Never understood why a team doesn't protect it, put resources into protecting their franchise quarterback.
Right. It makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
In their case, actually, I kind of get it, because he is the one who went out on the Super Bowl press conference and was like, we need to sign Ja'Marr Chase, and we need to sign T. Higgins, and we need to keep Trey Hendrickson. And it's like, do I want to keep him happy by doing what he tells us to do, or do I want to keep him happy by maybe letting go of T. Higgins but signing a better offensive line, putting a better line in front of him? Yes, Dan Ball.
Yeah, I think if your GM turns around and go, yeah, we signed Ja'Marr Chase and we signed Trey Hendrickson and we signed two guys that are going to keep you off your ass, I think he'd be fine with that too.
Right.
There are two quarterbacks older than Brian Hoyer still playing today. Can you guess who they are?
Aaron Rodgers.
That's one.
Russell Wilson.
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco's
Dang.
The other one.
Old man Joe. Hey, maybe if the Bengals didn't screw around with Trey Hendrickson in the offseason and paid him properly, then they don't have to use their first-round draft pick on Shamar Stewart, who, even though he's very good at football and rushing the passer, was also pissed at how they handled him financially. You take a tackle, maybe Joe Burrow's not in this situation.
I think we all can agree, though, we want Joe Burrow on the field just like we want J.J. McCarthy, whoever the starting quarterbacks are, because there's nothing worse than you get excited for a game, circle it on the schedule, and then you see it's like backup, one backup quarterback, two backup quarterbacks.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It kind of sucks the life out of it. That's going to do it for The Drive here on WEEI Afternoons. Reminder, abbreviated show, we're leading into Red Sox baseball, the MassMutual pregame show. We'll talk a little Red Sox pregame up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time, Dan Ball, give him what's trending.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.